Apollo 16, Houston.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, we're back early. We'd like you to go ahead and terminate the VHF, and while you're over that way, we'd like you to switch the high gain to wide beam.
Roger, high gain going to wide and terminate the VHF.
Roger. Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 57 hours, 24 minutes. The series of checks that we've been performing with the spacecraft using the onboard VHF and S-band systems are in preparation for an experiment that will be performed in lunar orbit, the bistatic radar experiment, which uses the spacecraft's communications equipment in a passive experiment to determine something about the electromagnetic properties of the lunar surface. These radio signals are reflected off the moon, and the moon affects the way in which they are reflected. And these characteristics are measured on Earth in an experiment performed by Taylor Howard of Stanford University. The VHS signals are received by the Stanford Research Institute in California, and the S-band signals are received by the Manned Space Flight Network station at Goldstone, California, the 210-foot antenna. The flight dynamics officer advised us moments ago that while the crew is sleeping at 59 hours 19 minutes, 45 seconds, we're scheduled to cross that mythical line known as the lunar sphere of influence, the point at which we begin calculating the increasing effects of the lunar gravity on the spacecraft. Our displays here in Mission Control, shortly after that point, are generally switched over to moon reference from Earth reference. The velocities that we've been watching decrease steadily up to now will then begin to increase as the spacecraft is accelerated toward the moon. At the present time, we show Apollo 16 175,461 nautical miles from Earth and traveling at a speed of 2,957 feet per second. As is usually the case, when the spacecraft is this far from Earth, when we're using the omnidirectional antennas and the spacecraft is rotating in the passive thermal control mode, we do have some noisy communications as we drift from one antenna to the next. And this mission is no exception in that regard. So we will have from time to time periods of noisy communications.